We are in the on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Lema Misayele. Just a quick catch up we were talking about beforehand. Rabbi Yochanan had a statement. How far is it from the bottom? Is your question? 7 lines.
Those last few lines from last time I couldn't figure out.
Yeah, at the end I'll get back. I'll sit down with you. We'll go through it together.
I thought we stopped further up.
No, we stopped. We stopped Lema. Lema, yeah.
From the parentheses, I got lost.
No, well, Shimon and I stopped chazering them, but we stopped at Lema.
Yeah, that was Thursday.
Yeah.
It was Thursday, right? I missed.
Thursday. Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
I made a note. That was,
yeah. But I'll sit with you and go through again. Lema Sayele. So again, the last thing we said was the last point we brought up was Rabbi Yochanan holds that you say Shechianu during the during Shmini Atzeres. So we want to now bring a suggestion to argue and prove, and that's what the Gemara the last time we did. The whole thing was about how why it would be different than the Shvi of Pesach, Tevdei of Pesach, which also is the last part of a holiday, Shmini Atzeres, which we would have thought is the last part of a holiday. Why does Shmini Atzeres get its Shechianu but not the seventh day of Pesach? That's what we spent last time discussing. What we referred to that you missed was we brought a number of psukim to demonstrate that this day was different than the other days that preceded it. Shmini Atzeres is different than the days that preceded it in Sukkos. But the Gemara wants to say, we want to try to bring an argument to suggest, to prove, to support Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that you say Shechianu during Shmini Atzeres. What's the proof? Parim ha'elim v'akvasim me'akvin zeh et zeh. Parim, elim, and kvasim, the different korbanos, they're ma'akev each other, which means that if you're missing any one of these animals, then you don't have enough of any of the korbanos, you don't bring any of them. Ma'akvin means that they hold each other back. That each one, if it wouldn't have the proper amount, the required amount, you wouldn't bring the korbanos. They're ma'akev each other. They hold each other back from being able to be brought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, parim ain ma'akvin zed said. The parim don't count. Meaning, since the parim fluctuate, every day we know it goes down one in numbers, and there's not a fixed amount of parim you have to give throughout the chag. Again, each day there's a certain amount, but it's not the same every single day. Sharei mismatin v'holchin. Since it goes down one by one, then if you don't have the proper prescribed amount of parim, then it doesn't hold back the kvasim and the elim. Again, if there was the same thing every single day, this set of korbanos every single day we brought, then anything that's missing would knock the rest of them out. But since the parim are going down, it's not the same any day of chag, that if they're not there, then you would not knock out the other two. But if you didn't have the right amount of parim or elim, that would knock out the other one, says Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Amrulo, they say Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo kulan mismatin v'holchim b'shmini. Don't they all change as far as the Shmini Atzeres goes? The eighth day, we'll call the eighth day of Sukkos, don't they all go down? Aren't they all now different numbers, lower numbers? And therefore, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's based upon the numbers changing and fluctuating, and that's why it's not ma'akev, well then in Shmini Atzeres, everything is different. And therefore, no day should ever be ma'akev. You understand that point or not really? You understand the first point? Go back for a second. First point is as follows. If we have a certain set amount every single day, these korbanos every single day, if you don't have those korbanos, then you can't bring any of the korbanos. They're all hold each other back. It's one big potion and mixture of korbanos to be offered to Hashem. If you're missing any of them, then we don't offer any of them. If you're missing one par,
two birds and
whatever it would be, right? And if that's the same thing every day, you don't have that amount this day, then don't bring anything that day. That's what the Tadakam says. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't agree. The parim, if you don't have the right amount of parim, you don't have to worry about it at all. That's not part of the process. You can still bring the elim and the kvasim. Why? He says because if you look, the parim are not a fixed amount any given day. Each day it's different. So therefore, it's not part of the essential number that you bring every single day. If you're missing, the parim, it's not the right amount, you still bring the elim and kvasim, the right amount that they have there. It doesn't hold back the entire giving of the korbanos. Every day, same amount. It's only the parim that fluctuates.
Reduced every day.
Exactly.
Seems still like if today you're supposed to bring eight cows.
It's true, but since the day,
don't bring eight, it seems like you'd be out of the.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's not the same number every day, then the chag of Sukkos and the parim are not so tied into each other on any given day. You're right, each day is certain amount, but it's not the same thing every day. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda suggests. The Rabbanan, the Tanakh, the Rabbanan say back to him, well, according to you, if you base it on things changing, well, in Shmini Atzeres, everything changes. There's a different amount of everything. There's less parim, there's less elim, there's less kvasim. So according to you, nothing should hold anything back at the end of the day, because everything changes on the eighth day. So clearly, Sukkot doesn't have a prescribed amount of anything any given day. That's what they ask him. Follow that point? The eighth day of Sukkot, we call that Shemini Atzeres.
And everything changes. You stop with the whole, down one each day.
But not only that, that's the Purim. But besides that, the Elim are different. The Kvasim are different. The eighth day has its own set of rules. Everything's different. So according to you, things are changing. And then we knock out this need to say everything's the same. Everything's always every day. Well, then in Shemini Atzeres, everything's different. And therefore, nothing should ever be holding anything else back from being brought. That's what the Gemara suggests. Huda responds to Henry. Huda says back to them, Shemini regal from the Atzmahu. You can't count Shemini Atzeres. It's not part of Sukkot. It's its own holiday. On the Chag of Sukkot, which is 7 days long, the same amount of Kvasim are brought every day. The same amount of Elim are brought every day. It's only the Kvasim that changes. Why, Rehuda says, that I think the Kvasim are not such a relevant part to the rest of the Korbanos. If you don't have the right amount of Kvasim, you still go through with the Korbanos. But Shemini Atzeres, separate holiday. You can't compare and contrast what happened on Sukkot to what happened on Shemini Atzeres. And therefore, it seems to be a support to the Misayele that Shemini Atzeres is its own Chag, and therefore we deserve its own Shechiyanu. And now he goes on further. Shekishem Shiva Simei Chag, Tunin, Korban, Vishir, Ubracha being the keyword over here, Vilina. Tell me that all 7 days of the Chag would require their own special Korban, their own special Shir, the Levium would give a Shir. Each Shir would be different from each day of the Chag. Ubracha, which we don't know what it means right now, we'll hold off on that one. Gemara says, Rashi is over here, we'll see what Gemara is very soon. But we think right now, Bracha, we think is going to mean Shechiyanu, we'll get to that later. Vilina, Lina is the idea, the obligation, when you go and you bring a Korban, you must stay that evening, sleep over that evening, and only leave the next day. That's what Lina means, to sleep over. Got to sleep over. That applies to all 7 days of Sukkot. Avshmini, the eighth day, independently, since it's regular from the house, it's own holiday, Ta'un Korban, Vashir, Ubracha, Vilina. It requires independently, it has its own, all these four things, own Korbanos, got its own special song. According to Rashi, points out that the other days of the Shira on Sukkot is all about matanos la'aniyim and giving poor people stuff to eat, and the Shir brought that set over by Shemini Atzeres is a whole different Shir, not related at all to those. Ubracha, it has its own bracha, which again we think right now means Shechiyanu. We'll get that very soon. That's what the support over here is going to be. Vilina, and it also, when you bring the korban, you must stay over that night. And you can't leave till the next morning also. Again, to bring in what we brought this whole Gemara for. Now, the top of Mem Zayin Mem Beis, my Lav Zman, what? When we say Bracha, does it not refer to Shechiyanu? Gets its own Shechiyanu? Isn't that what it means? And therefore, this will be the support of Yochanan, that Shemini Atzeres has its own Shechiyanu. Is it Bracha not referring to Zman, to Shechiyanu? Gemara says, well, no, it's not referring to that at all. Bracha Zman Zman V'Tfila. It's referring to what we did last Amud, that in the Bracha of Shemona Esrei, in the bracha, Berachas Hamazon, it gets its own mention. Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. It doesn't talk about Shechiyanu. Don't use this Gemara as a proof that it gets its own Shechiyanu because it says the word bracha. Bracha didn't mean Zman, didn't mean Shechiyanu in that sugya where we said that Shemini gets its own bracha. What it meant is it gets its own bracha in Shemona Esrei, in Yalav Yavo. It gets its own bracha in benching. It gets its own mentioning over there. It doesn't refer to the bracha of Shechiyanu versus the bracha in Berachas Hamazon and in Tefillah. Yeah.
You quoted a rabbi saying, "My love's man, and it will be Shechiyanu according to whom?"
This will be a support. Again, Rabbi Yehuda made the same. Rabbi Yehuda said, just like you have the first 7 days have their own Korban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina, so to the eighth day, Shemini Atzeres' own Korban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. This whole Gemara was a lema, suggesting that it supports Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the eighth day, Shemini Atzeres, has a Shechiyanu in and of itself.
From the lema.
Lema was this over here is the whole beginning until right now was the point. This was the final point of the Lema. The fact that we say it gets its own bracha, Shemini gets its own bracha, we thought that meant its own bracha means its own Shechiyanu. That's what we thought. Now we're saying no, bracha doesn't mean Shechiyanu. It means in its own mentioning in Shemona Esrei, its own mentioning in the Amidah, sorry, in Birchas Hamazon as well. That's what the Gemara concludes. And therefore, do not, this is all Lema. Lema we know is never going to make it in the end.
What did it try to do? A support for Rabbi Yochanan stating
that the eighth Shemini Atzeres gets a Shechiyanu, right, as we have it over here. Rabbi Yochanan holds Omer Zman Shemini Shel Chag. That line. What's that? The fact that
it gets its own Yalav Yavo, and that in itself indicates
that you get a Shechiyanu. So I think that's what someone asked us last time. I think, but if we say that, we say Zman Simchaseinu. They're both Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. Shmini Chag Atzeres Zman Tzivcha Tzeinu. It's true, it's a new name. It's a new name, but not a new holiday. It's still Zman. Nothing else is the same Zman. Right? Zman Chayruseinu, Zman Matan Torahseinu. And it's both Zman Tzivcha Tzeinu. So it's really, it's the ending, and maybe it has its own flavor, but Shechianu demands its own holiday. And right now we're going to assume that we haven't yet proven, you know, for sure, that it's that it gets its own Shechianu, its own holiday. Again, it certainly has a mentioning of itself, but whether it gets its own holiday regarding Shechianu is not so simple. Okay. And we said not only is that a possible answer, but Halchinami Mistabra. That's actually very logical. Meaning, it's very logical right now to assume that really when it says Bracha, it does not refer to Shechianu. Why? This is like a Daitach Zman. If you thought the Bracha referred to Zman Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika, it said all 7 days of Sukkot beforehand get Bracha. Yeah, that means Shechianu? They all get Shechianu? There's only one Shechianu in the first 7 days of Sukkot. They all get their own Korban, that's true. Their own Shir is true. And when you bring that Korban, you have to do a Lina whatever day it's going to be. That's also true. But it gets its own Zman? They all get Shechianu? It's not true. So Bracha would mean, you say, Chag HaSukkot says that is true. Chag HaShmini Atzeres says that is true. But Bracha would mean Zman? You don't make a Zman all 7 days? And therefore, it's mistabra that Zman, that Bracha didn't mean Shechianu anymore. Rather, it meant the mentioning of it in Berachas HaMazon and Tefillah. Question is, no, that's not true. Halokasha, that's not a kasha. It could still make sense. Di'i lo barich ha'idin ha'mevarech l'malchar. Ol yom ha'achrina. Exactly. All 7 days are times when they are Shechianu worthy. You make only one. But if you miss it the first day, any one of the remaining 6 days would be appropriate to recite Shechianu. That's what it meant. Bracha means all 7 days would be shayach to recite a Shechianu on. You don't make them all 7 days. You make them only one day. But whichever day, the first time you can, you make it. If you didn't get the first day, you do the second day. Up until the seventh day. That's what it really means. Either the next day, if you didn't do it this day, or the day afterwards. But the point is that you can make a Shechianu on any one of those 7 days if you have yet to recite a Shechianu. So the Gemara, we're not okay with that still. Why not? Mikol makom, kos ba'inan. But we still need a kos, don't we? Meaning when we make Shechianu, we do ala kos. You can't stop belt out a Shechianu in the middle of nowhere. It's gotta go on something. Usually it goes on a kos, goes on a kid or something like that. How can you recite a Shechianu on day number 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 of Sukkot when there's no thing to throw it, to attach it to? So the fact that the Gemara even suggests that it can go on any day you don't say it, says the Gemara, lema, we know it's gonna be rejected. When do we ever say Shechianu and a holiday it's not attached to a kiddush? That's not on Sukkot. That's in the midst of Lulav and Esrog. That's not on Sukkot. On the holiday, right? On the holiday, Yom Kippur, because we don't have a kos there, right? We say Shechianu in the say Shechianu on the nighttime. Kol Nidre. Yeah. Right, so we have no kiddush to say it attached to. It's a good point. Meaning, Kol Nidre is a good point. We have Shechianu that are not attached to a kos when there is no kos available. We say again, we don't say it. When we say, let's say by Megillah, we do it to the mitzvah, right? Do we have Shechianu besides Yom Kippur? Again, we have on mitzvahs we have Shechianu, but we don't have just attached to a day except for Yom Kippur, which is a good point. It's a good point. I wonder if anyone brings it up. I didn't notice anyone saying that, but that's a good point. So now we're assuming right now that if we even suggest you can say whatever you want to say it, that it's not tied to a kos. So now we say Levim Misayei Lev the Rav Nachman. Let's suggest, and Levim, we know, is always been rejected. Let's suggest that this seems to support Rav Nachman. Now over here we're going to see it's not necessarily attached to Kiddush. But if for some reason we think it's attached to a kos, we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to point it out. Let's just right now it seems to be a supporter of Nachman. Rav Nachman. Say, Damar Rav Nachman, Zman Omer Afilu B'Shuk. Rav Nachman has this unique Shita. But look, by the way, we pass this way according to the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. I didn't look at it inside, but we can look at it later on. That Zman, according to Rav Nachman, the Shechianu can be recited even in the marketplace. You have the chance to say it, belt it out right away. It's not attached to anything. Whenever you want to say it. Without a kos even. D amrs be in a kos, because if you want to say it requires a kos, kos koyoma mi'ika. That was very interesting over here, what Rashi points out over here. Kos was not so posh to find, it was not so easy to find a kos. Not everyone had it, says Rashi over here. Not everyone had a kos during weekdays. Now again, we do. In Mesechus Brachos, we have this topic. That back in the day, they used to make it in davening. Because they didn't, not everyone had a kos. All the, that was even for Abdullah.
Save up and you keep the most expensive wine for a pound of coffin to say.
to say Adal, to say Alakos. So again, apparently back in the day, and it's something we've seen other Gemara as well, Ben's pointing out, we have a scenario where people didn't always have cups of wine, you know, with them. So therefore, over here, the assumption is that on a regular weekday, you know, mi amina, you know, kos kol yom mi ika, who had a kos every single day, you could just find one and make a shechiano on it. So Rav Nachman over here suggesting, or the Gemara suggesting over here, Rav Nachman who says you can belt out a shechiano in the marketplace if you want to, in the middle of the shuk, must be in the end that it doesn't require a kos. The Gemara says not so fast. And over here, you'll see what I said before is not correct. It's not based on kiddush. Dilma de ikla kos. Maybe you found a cup of wine. You just need a cup of wine to kind of bolster your shechiano. Right now, in the middle of daf mem, or towards the top of daf men's item of base. You know, you need a cup of wine to bolster, to strengthen your cup of your shechiano. You don't just, again, the Gemara here sounds like it's not based on a kiddush necessarily. I said that earlier because that's what we usually do. But if you even had a weekday when you said it and you had a grape, cup of grape juice, a cup of wine, shechiano should be recited with your brei guffin on that cup of wine. It's not necessarily, as Dan pointed out earlier on, it's not necessarily attached to a kiddush, even though I thought it was originally, but it certainly should be attached, according to this over here, at least to a kos, to a cup of wine. So that Gemara, just quickly wrap, we said in the Gemara, we'll quickly recap it. We thought this Gemara over here was supporting the idea of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that shechiano is said on the eighth day Shemini Atzeres as well. What was the source we had? We pointed out that we say we mevarich, special bracha, on Shemini Atzeres. What was that bracha? We thought it was shechiano. We said, nah, not shechiano. It refers to the mentioning of the holiday, Shemini Chag Atzeres as a, in your benching and in your Shemona Esrei. And we said, and I'll prove it to you, it can't be referring to shechiano, because when do we say this? We say the same thing. He says, all 7 days. Kol Shiva, you say, you're mevarich. What are you mevarich? I'm mevarich shechiano. Must be referring to mentioning it in benching and in Shemona Esrei. We say, not so fast. What it means is that if you ever didn't say it on the first day, you can say it any one of the other 7 days remaining. We said, oh, if that's the case, it must be like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman held, whenever you get a chance to say shechiano, say it even in the shuk. Because after all, if it required a kos, who has a kos with them at any point in time on any given day? So they didn't have wine all the time. We said, no, not so fast. Could be meant when if you have a cup of wine, then you say the shechiano on a given day. That's not the first day. So anyways, we didn't prove anything in court of Nachman. We also didn't prove anything according to Yochanan, and right now we do not know for sure that there is a Shechiano who sent us from the terrace. We had a suggestion, Rabbi Yochanan says it is. We thought we could prove it, and since then we've rejected our proof, but Rabbi Yochanan still holds that way. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze one part we quoted earlier on. Rabbi Yehuda said there are four things that happen on Shemini Atzeres. And one of them was Lina. What Lina means, again, is when you offer a Korban, and over here, Rashi over here quotes it in the prior Amud, Rashi quotes over here, it says the following. Upanisa baboker v'alachta lo alecha. You know, after you offer your korban in the morning, you get up, you turn away, and you go back home. In the morning, you go back home. What does that show you? You offer a korban, and you stay over the night. That's what lina means. So the Gemara over here says it's the bottom Rashi on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. V'lina. It's right towards the top there. V'lalun laila shomotzei yom tov rishon v'rishalayim. The Gemara mi pesach dechsev upanisa baboker v'alachta lo alecha. And it can't be Yom Tov. It can't be on Yom Tov. It's gotta be every Yom Tov because you don't leave. You don't go out on Yom Tov. You're supposed to be seeing the Azari. You're supposed to be there for Alila Regal. Okay. So now over here it suggests the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Tov Lina. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the eighth day requires a Lina. Is that true? Va'atan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda states. How do we know that Pesach Sheni, which is a month after Pesach Rishon, for those who were not able, either couldn't make it, or were tummy at the time, how do we know that one does not have to do Lina? I mean, once you offer the Pesach Sheni, you need not stay over that night. You can leave already back to your home. Shneamar, upanisa baboker lachlo lecha, as we quoted just now in the Rashi. Uchsiv, but it says further, sheishis yamim tochal matzos. For 6 days you should eat matzah. And that's written... That's written a week from today, yeah? A week from tonight. Those are written back-to-back psukim. Those are back-to-back psukim. What do we say over here? It says the Gemara, the Mura Darsh is out. Eshetown Shisha Taon Lina. That which has a lengthy stay, a lengthy holiday attached to it, the 6 days worth. According to Rashi, it's only 7 days, but we say 6 days because we say there one day is a chiv of eating matzah, and the other days are rishus. But the six remaining days all require Lina. Only if you have a lengthy stay of a holiday. At She'eno Taon Shisha, which does not have a 6 day period or a lengthy period of a holiday, Eino Taon Lina. That would not require any sort of Lina. It would not require a staying overnight. What's coming to exclude? Is it not coming to include also Shemini Atzeres? It's a one-day holiday. If we detach it from the rest of Sukkot, it's a one-day holiday. And therefore, it doesn't have Shisha. It's independent. It's on its own. And therefore, maybe the Shemin, or Yehuda should hold, based on the Smichas Psukim to each other, that only a lengthy holiday requires a Lina, and Shemini Atzeres should be out. Why does Yehuda say it requires a Lina? Or it says, no. Lo. L'ma'ute Pesach Sheni Dikava Seim. It's only going to exclude Pesach Sheni, which is what it's discussing. Discuss Pesach Rishon and Lina Pesach Rishon. Coming to, and it's 6 days is what you have to do, Lina Pesach Rishon. As opposed to Pesach Sheni, which is a single day, there it does not require a Pesach, a Lina. But Shemini Atzeres would require a Lina. It's not 6 days. It wasn't referring to any other holiday other than the Pesach-related holidays. Pesach Rishon, the regular Pesach, with its lengthy stay, that requires Lina. As opposed to a month later, Pesach Sheni, which is different, has no 6 days attachment of eating matzah, not eating chametz, doesn't require a lina at all. And the Gemara now says, and I'll prove to you that it did not mean to include Shemini Atzeres into this discussion. How can I mistake? It's logical to include or not to exclude Shemini Atzeres. Did not within a Mishnah, Habikur, referring to what holiday? Shavuos. Bikur is when Shavuos is offered, the first fruits, to an korban, the shir, the tnufa, the lina. Oh, what do we see over here? There's even Lina on Shavuos. Shavuos has only 1 day of celebration. And therefore, if with 1 day celebration by Shavuos still gets a Lina, that shows you that the prior miut, the prior exclusion we had, only for a 6 day holiday do you have Lina, meant within the Pesach options, when you have Pesach originally, the first Pesach, there's a Lina obligation because there's multiple days extending that you have to eat matzah and you cannot eat chametz. But there remain a month later when you have Pesach Sheni, that's excluded. But if Shavuos is part of it, has Lina, then certainly we assume also Shemini Atzeres also has Lina. So we ask the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, why would you suggest, what's that? We did not prove that Shemini Atzeres gets Lina? We did, no? We just proved it. We know, we suggested it's only Pesach Sheni, and then we proved it right now by proving that Shavuos has Lina.
The Gemara didn't say that part.
It did. No, Matzah was right now. Zahmar Tznufa. We're now going to ask a separate question.
This is not continuation of the proof?
I don't... yeah. Oh, 1 second. I don't think so. You're right. We have not finished it yet. You're absolutely correct. A little further. Correct. Says the Gemara, Masha must say to Amar Tznufa, who's the one who holds that Bikurim has a Tznufa, a waving offering attached to it? Who's the one who says that you have to wave the Korban when you bring it, or wave the Bikurim when you bring it? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that. And what, as he pointed out, what does the Gemara say? The Ka'amar Ta'onlina. And we say over here that Yehuda holds, because among the list of Tznufa was also Lina. So now we've shown you that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a Lina. How do you know it's Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's a Tznufa. Who holds you need Tznufa for Bikurim? Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. And the list had Lina on it for Bikurim for Shavuos as well. We see a single day holiday has a Lina attached to it. And that is Rabbi Yehuda who stated that. We're now going to prove Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need Tznufa. The time we learn of Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'hinachto, Zut Tznufa. When it says you place it down, that refers to the waving of the korban, of the bikurim. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Atalomer Zut Tznufa, Einu El Hanacha, Mamash. You say it means to wave, maybe it only means to actually put down as it sounds like in the word, V'inachto. Where it says, Kishu Omer V'hinichu, Hari Hanacha Amor. When it says the word V'hinichu, you put it down, we already placed it down. Haman Mekai V'inachto. What do you mean you're putting it down a second time? Why are you placing it down another time? Zut Tznufa. Because it must be, you picked up, you put it down, you picked up again, you do the waving, you put it down another time afterwards. So it must be, we put it down already, required an additional avodah of tzufa, that we placed it down. And that's Rabbi Yehuda says that. And that right now, at this point we think at least. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a tzufa. Rabbi Yehuda also said there's a lina. And we're talking about Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which is Shavuos, which is only a one-day holiday. So if it's a one-day holiday, has a lina, then so would Shemini Atzeres. And when we said before, you need Dafka Shei Shisha Yamim, that was referring to not including Pesach Sheni. Verse 1 second, I'm not so convinced. There's another person who says that you need to have Tznufa by the Bikurim. And that would be Rosh Ben Yaakov. Time we learn a Braisa. Lakacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha. It says that the Kohen takes the tenna, the basket, from your hands. Li made al Bikurim Shatun and Tsufa. The Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. This idea of the Kohen taking the tenna, and the key word over here is Miyadecha. We'll see why that's so key in a minute. Teaches you that Bikurim required Tsufa, and who said that? Not Rabbi Yehuda, someone else said it also, Elazar Ben Yaakov. So maybe he was the author of that Braisa. I mean, if I want to prove Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bikurim have their own Lina, because I prove that he holds that Bikurim have the Tanufa, if I can show someone else who also holds Bikurim have Tanufa, then I have not yet proven that this statement was made by Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, I can't say for sure that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Shemini Atzeres should get its own Lina. Now, what did Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov say? We just quoted it right now. But how did Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov get from Lekach Kohen Atena Miyadecha that Bikurim have Tanufa? My time with the word Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, where do we see that from? Asya Yad Yad. Asya means we bring it in, we learn Gzeir Shava of the word Yad to the word Yad Mishlamim. Ksivach says by us over here, as we quoted just above, Lekach Kohen Atena Miyadecha, the Kohen takes the basket from your hands. Ukvas says over there, Yadav Tivienu as Ishe Hashem. And the Pasuk goes on, if you look at the Pasuk, in Vayikra Zayin Lam, and it says, Esachelev al Chazeh Yivienu, Esachazeh Lahanifo so Tzufav Ne Hashem. So we see Gzeres Shava by the word Yadav Tivienu as Ishe Hashem. Gzeres Shava, Yadav, the Pasuk there goes on to describe Tanufa. And to the Lozman Yaakov, so too, Tanamiyadecha, Makan Kohen, Afla Halan Kohen. Oh, just like over there, it required a Kohen, and over here it requires a Kohen. Also, we learn a number of things. We learn Tanufa, and we learn that there's a Kohen, and we learn also the Bailim. Just like over there, the Bailim has to be involved, so Bailim to be involved, the owner has to be involved as well. Okay, so how do you do everything? So Kohen Miniach Yad, the Tachas Yad, Bailim, Umein. If the Kohen puts his hand, the Bailim put their hand on the side, the Kohen puts his hand underneath the basket, and they together wave the Bikurim together. And that's the drasha. So over here right now, we have not proven Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shemini Atzeres has their own Lina. We haven't proven it. We attempted to, because after all, there is a tzufa by Bikurim that we know Rabbi Yehuda holds. We also know Rabbi Yaakov holds that as well. So I have not yet proven proof positive. I haven't given a proof positive that Rabbi Yehuda would say you get tzufa, and therefore, you get Lina by Shemini Atzeres. Yeah.
How would it work in practice, though, for somebody who came for Sukkos to then go back home and back again for Shemini Atzeres? If you're there for the last day,
yeah.
How would you do
Tanufa? Not Tanufa, Lina, you mean Lina?
Lina, yeah.
How would you do Lina? What would you do in the last day of Chag?
What would you
do? You don't have to be all 7 days. You don't have to be all 7 days. Right. You give your korban, you go back home again. Depends on where you live. You live far away, it's like Om Sukkos, you know, you stay there. But if you're within the area, you can come and travel. And we know Rabbi Elazar held, don't forget Rabbi Elazar held. Rabbi Elazar held, you're not supposed to leave your family. You have to make sure you go back. Except for Pesach. So the family was with him. Maybe the family came with him. What's that?
Or
see Rav. Again, if Lazarus, you can't see Rav if it's going to take you more than a day's travel. Only can see him if it's within the day. You got to make sure you don't leave your wife or you take her with you. Anyways, but over here we find the following drush we're saying right now that you wouldn't, if you want to go back, you can go back, but you have to go back to Shemini Atzeres once again. You got to come back and offer a korban and give another Lina. Yeah.
That there's no 6 days
right, even though there is Tashlumin. I know you're going to ask me that question. I think Shemini Atzeres may have Tashlumin also. Does it or not?
Is that where you make multiple payments?
It's if you missed it.
Well,
according to Rabbi Lazar, Shemini Atzeres is Tashlumin.
Was
he Chozer Bo on that one?
No.
That wasn't his Chozer
Bo
on? On the 14 days. It's Tashlumin. Tashlumin. Blazer says Tashlumin, that's the meal. Tashlumin doesn't mean the meal, it really means for the korbanos, really. But the question is, no, the Tashlumin that we're talking about right now is the korbanos. Right? The Tashlumin that he's referring to as a meal, making the meals. But Tashlumin, the korbanos, so I'm not sure. I'm not. I mean, it's really, my guess is no. There's a one day obligation that you can make that one day any way you want. I mean, this means you have 6 days of obligations. You have a 1 day of obligation. Just you can make up any one of those 6 days. But it's really it has the Shemini Atzeres and Shavuos both. They're 1 day obligation of which certainly as you said Shavuos, I can fix it if I haven't done it. For some reason I can make it up in that week. But I don't. It's still a 1 day obligation still. Okay, so the last part here, then we'll stop to the next the Mishnah coming up. My Havila, bottom line. Again, we haven't proven a lot right now. We argued a lot. We thought a lot. We attempted to prove, but we really didn't prove anything proof positive. Rabbi Yochanan, we try to prove that he holds, well, we know what he holds. He holds, you say Shekhanah Shemiyat Zeres. We try to back it up, and we said we can't prove it. Bracha didn't mean that. We try to prove maybe Rav Nachman, that you can make a Shekhanah in the Shuk without a Kos. We knocked that down as well. We try to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmini Atzeres has a Lina. We challenged it. We try to prove that it really he says you do, and we didn't prove that either. Again, he says it over here, but we couldn't prove that it makes sense according to him, because he also said that it has a six-day obligation attached to it. We haven't proven much. So Gemara wants to know right now, bottom line halacha, just tell me what to do. My Havi Allah, which means what is the din regarding Shmini Atzeres? Yes, Shechianu, or no Shechianu? So the Gemara of Nachman Amar, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shechai. Nachman says, you do. That's, you know, that's our custom as well. You say Shechianu on Shmini Shechai. You don't make a Shechianu. V'hilchasa, finally, what do we do? Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shechai. We do say Shechianu B'Shmini Shechai. And now we're going to support this idea. Tanakh of a Seder of Nachman, we're going to support Nachman's idea. Even though we said Hilchasa, we're not going to prove it. Shmini regal v'nei atzmo v'inyan a few things. It's not his own holiday for everything, but Pazar Kashav, it's his own holiday. Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Beis. What are these six things? Pazar refers to pious v'nei atzmo. It has its own special lottery, which means that when you draft, when you pick out the goral, who gets what korbanos? Beforehand, we mentioned that what you do for sukkahs is a certain rotation. When you started off, it's a rotation. Shmini Atzeres is a whole new start. You pick up who gets the korbanos, who gets to be involved in the avoda. Zman b'nei atzmo, here's a important for us. It's got its own Shechianu. Regal b'nei atzmo, its own holiday. It says Rashi, it means you don't follow what you did the last 7 days of sitting in a sukkah. It doesn't have a sukkah attached to it. Korban b'nei atzmo, as we mentioned earlier on, it's not following the routine of the other korbanos. It says Rashi, you don't give six parim. We give only one par. It's not part of the process we had. Shir b'nei atzmo has its own type of shira. We mentioned last time also, I quoted to you, that the other Olav Chag has shira of the Levim about Matanos Aniyim. And it's not what Shmini Atzeres about at all. And Brachim Le'atzma, which means it has a mention of Shmini Chag Atzeres in the Shmona Esrei and in the Birchas Hamazon. We'll stop over here.